This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot. He said India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation's reforms, playing a crucial role in achieving this objective. The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Saurashtra Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment.
आज ये समिट इन्वेस्टमेंट से भी आगे बढ़कर ग्लोबल ग्रोथ इंटरनेशनल कोऑपरेशन और पार्टनरशिप का एक मजबूत प्लेटफॉर्म बन गई है। बीते सालों में ग्लोबल पार्टनर्स की संख्या लगातार बढ़ती गई है और समय के साथ ये समिट इंक्लूजन का भी बहुत बड़ा उदाहरण बन गई है। यहाँ कॉरपोरेट ग्रुप के साथ साथ कोऑपरेटिव्स, एमएसएमईज, स्टार्टअप, मल्टीलेटरल और बायलेटरल संगठन, इंटरनेशनल फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस सभी एक साथ संवाद करते हैं, चर्चा करते हैं, गुजरात के विकास के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चलते हैं।
Highlighting the region's transformation, Mr. Modi said the Morbi-Jamnagar-Rajkot industrial belt has earned the nickname Mini-Japan due to its scale, skills and global linkages. He also pointed to major investment opportunities in port-led development, fisheries and infrastructure. He said India is on track to become the world's third-largest economy, supported by an industry-ready workforce and next-generation reforms in sectors such as GST, IT, insurance, labour and nuclear energy. On the occasion, the Prime Minister virtually launched 13 Greenfield Smart Industrial Estates across 7 districts of Saurashtra and inaugurated a specialized medical device park in Rajkot. Prominent industry leaders, including Mukesh Ambani, Karan Adani, B.K. Goenka, attended the inaugural ceremony, participated in the inaugural ceremony. Earlier on the second day of his visit to Gujarat, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the vibrant Gujarat Tech Trade Exhibition in Rajkot. Spanning across an expansive 18,000 square meters, this grand exhibition is a vibrant showcase of development and innovation. In the morning, Prime Minister Modi took part in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple at the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gir Somnath district. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. He urged countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder, for the cause of Viksit Bharat, while remaining deeply connected to nation's past. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Mission 2026 in Thiruvananthapuram for the forthcoming assembly elections in Kerala. Addressing the state conference of the BJP members elected to civic bodies, Mr. Shah said that the BJP is working towards building a Viksit Kerala and aims to form a BJP government in the state to achieve that goal. He also said that the path to Viksit Bharat passes through a Viksit Kerala. Indian astronaut and group captain Shubhanshu Shukla today said youth is the real capital of the country. Mr. Shukla was speaking at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Inspiring the youth to continue their endeavours for success, the group captain advised the young leaders to be resilient and refrain from self-doubt. In Iran, the nationwide anti-government protests reached the two-week mark today as the death toll in the violence climbed to 116 amid the internet shutdown in the country. 2,600 people have been detained. People also rallied in several European cities to express solidarity with the Iranian protest against the regime. Meanwhile, Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Bakir Kalibak, has warned that Tehran would consider U.S. military and commercial bases legitimate targets for retaliation if Washington were to intervene militarily. And in men's cricket, New Zealand were 267 for 7 in 47 overs against hosts India when reports last came in during the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. Earlier, Shubman Gill and Men in Blue won the toss and invited Black Caps to bat first. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions today in parts of Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab. Dense fog conditions are expected over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.